Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host Johnny. Welcome to Red, White, and
My name is Johnny Cox. I'm your host for today's program. I can't thank you enough for tuning in, and we have a very good show today. Here on Red, White, and Blues, we play nothing but blues, all the time. And we talk everything about blues, history, instruments, artists, songs, whatever we feel like talking about. And today we're going to feature an album. I was on the online the other day just doing some research like I do. And a lot of artists, you ask artists, what are the five blues albums you should listen to? If you only had five blues albums to listen to, they call it essential listening. And the most common one was an album called Burglar by the great Mr. Freddie King, one of the three kings. So I never heard the album. I think I heard a couple songs off of it. So I listened to every single song on the album, and I think it's true. He's definitely one of the three kings, but he sounds like nothing like the other two. And that's what's so cool about these guys. Let's jump right into it. This is Freddie King right here. Pack it up. Hey, I tried my best to understand. Here it is. Pack It Up, Mr. Freddie King from the Burglar album. Burglar album was released in 1974. Unfortunately, that was only 2 years before Freddie's death. But it was produced by Mike Vernon, recorded in Oxfordshire, England, and by the great Tom Dowd, who recorded in Miami, Florida. And it's on RSO Records, a wonderful album. I suggest you listen to it. But you don't really have to. You can keep listening right here. I'm going to keep playing all these songs from this album. Just another good one. I got the same old blues.
Got a man way across town. Same old story. Tell me weather's in here. It's the same old blues again. I wrote you a letter. You must have read it wrong. I stood in your doorway. You was gone. Took a long when you give me the business, I don't mind. I got a lot of patience, I got a lot of time. Same old story, tell me where's it in. Same old blues again. Come out. Same old rumor. Tell me what is in here.
There is Freddie King. I Got the Same Old Blues off the Burglar album. The album which you are featuring today. And Freddie King is known as the Texas Cannonball. Why is that? Very large man. Way over 6 feet. Pushing 300 pounds. I think he has a song he released called 300 Pounds of Joy. And that's a pretty good description of Freddie King. At least I think so. But let's hear some more Freddie King. Only Getting Second Best.
Pass by and I'm marking my time, waiting for the day that I can call you mine. It's lonely when you're on your own and you have no helping hand. Which way you turn, drowning man. I'm getting like the blind lead the blind, baby. And a fool acting a fool. Oh, I didn't play to the rules. They say I can't have my life, and they'll bring you love. Well, I don't know about that, babe, but look at all the bad luck that got stuck. I'm getting second best, babe.
There's Freddie King off the regular album, I'm Only Getting Second Best. What a wonderful song. And, you know, Freddie King, you think about the Texas Cannonball, big man, pushing 300 pounds, well over 6 feet. And he had a big guitar, too. He had a big Gibson ES-345, and it was red. And I saw on the pickups, all it had Gibson on the pickups, and I think one of them had actually had his name engraved in the pickup. I don't know if that was done by him or maybe the Gibson custom shop did that for him. But large man, large guitar, the Texas Cannonball. I remember Eric Clapton got on stage with him one time, and Eric Clapton said, you know, he thought he was a tall guy. Eric Clapton was a little over 6 feet, and he stood next to Freddie King. He said he looked like a boy. And Freddie King was a man, and he said he was a tough band leader, too. He would, you know, if his bass player or whatever had a bad show or two in a row, he was pretty much gone. He was out and somebody else was in. That's the way it was. He was a band leader. He was a tough band leader. And he's from Gilmer, Texas. Where is Gilmer, Texas? Gilmer, Texas is, let's see, east of Dallas. I guess that's Interstate 20. So not too far from Louisiana. He's still technically part of the Delta. But he has a Texas blues, a little bit different. He mixes gospel, funk, R&B, and a little bit of soul, and definitely some blues. Love me some Freddie King. And we're doing this album here, Burglar, recorded in 1974. But don't go away. We're going to take a short break, and we got a lot more from this album to come. And I suggest you listen to this album. It's a very, very good album. But we'll come back with some more in just a minute. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio. 97.7 FM in Cottageville.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.